Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
You know what I kind of notice with news coming from America? And I think it becomes blatantly and glaringly obvious when you listen to Sky News, when you listen to reporters, for example, there in the news, there was reporters on. It's very, very obvious that everything is pro-Biden, no matter how badly he does, pro-Democrat and anti-Trump. No matter how badly he does, and you've heard the story that Donald Trump's the misgivings of the letters that he wrote, and also the suggestion that he said the election was rigged, it happened while he was the president, so he has immunity, which means it's going to be reduced to the lower court, which is not a concern of his, anyway, at the moment. And, okay, you know, I'm not suggesting for a minute that Trump is a perfect president. He's not. He's not a perfect presidential candidate. Neither are, to be honest with you. It's a bit of a Hobson's choice. But what really concerns me is America's one of the most powerful nations in the world. And we know you cannot lie, or they cannot hide the fact the man is incapable of running a country. He is incapable of a 90-minute debate without losing his train of thought. It was surprising he even managed to stand for the 90 minutes. He was staring blankly into space. Like, there was part to me actually felt sorry for him, that it's like elder abuse. And then his wife comes out and treats him like a child. Isn't he great? Ooh, look, he answered all of the questions. Isn't he great? And I'm going, why don't you just put a gold star on his forehead while you're at it? She's clearly calling all the shots. Obama's probably running the country. But who is running the country? Who is running America? Because it certainly isn't Joe Biden. And if you're an American person listening to this, you know, I would have deep concerns. Whether you're a Trump fan or a Biden fan, it's irrelevant. I would have deep concerns about who is actually running your country. Because it's not Joe Biden. That's for sure. He couldn't run a kindergarten at the moment. The man is old. Unfortunately, he's quite frail. And he's not cognitive. He just isn't anymore. Last night's state to the address to the nation lasted, like, I don't know, 30 seconds. And he wouldn't allow any questions at the end of it. They even, because CNN had questioned the fact that he looked a bit pale, which is unusual for CNN to criticise him, they actually painted him yellow last night. He looked worse than Trump. Trump, they called Trump the orange man. God bless him. Poor old Joe last night was lit up orange because they put so much makeup on him, because CNN had criticised the fact that he looked very pale and gaunt. I mean, you must have concerns about who's running your country. You must. You know, if a Hobson's choice, I'm going with Trump on this one. Anyway, getting back to what we're talking about, tips, which is a kind of American thing too, by the way. It started off really in America, but it's kind of spreading around the world, this idea that you're expected to leave a tip. But would you leave a tip? Do you leave a tip? Is it expected? Whether the service is good, bad or indifferent? Let me go to Michael, who's in New York, coincidentally. Michael, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Long time no talk.
It's been a while, Michael. How's everybody in New York these days? I hope the weather's a bit better than it is here.
Everyone's doing fine. It's hot and sweaty, like usual, but everyone's good.
Yeah, it's nice and humid, I imagine, in New York at this particular time of the year, yeah?
Yeah, for definite.
Oh, by the way, Michael, as an American, are you concerned about who's running your country?
After seeing the debates, I am a Democrat. But I do lean a little bit more towards the right with just point of views and stuff. But as a Democrat, seeing that debate the other night was very concerning, because it was very embarrassing more than anything.
It was embarrassing. It was actually sad to watch.
Oh, yeah, no, it was. And you know what I saw? I saw a video there not too long ago comparing the two when he did his debate 4 years ago. And then did the debate now, and it's like there's a huge difference.
It's like night and day. It's like night and day. The difference is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like two different people.
Yeah, but it's amazing when elderly people get to that age. It's amazing how quickly somebody's cognitive ability declines. You know, when you get to that kind of age, you know what I mean. So
yeah, and what's gonna happen if he does get voted in again? What's he going to look like in 4 years?
Why would anybody? I mean, I'm not being biased here, but why would anybody vote for Biden right now? You know he's not going to last 4 years. You know he's only going to be in the job a few months, and he's going to have to be replaced. So you're voting for a vice president, not for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like I said, I always vote Democratic. I vote Democratic just because of work, because Democrats tend to lean more towards like infrastructure work and stuff like
okay.
that. But after seeing that, like, I do think that I would lean to vote for Trump. Just
I think they've just given the whole election away to Donald Trump in the space of 2 weeks. Anyway, but look, we'll see. Biden seems to be sticking it out, and there's another debate in August. I can't wait to see how that goes. Anyway, getting back to tipping, Michael, you guys are responsible for this, you Americans. You started this business of tipping people even if they don't even give you a good service.
Yeah, you know what? When it comes to the tipping, I don't mind tipping over here. I don't want to say I'm a generous tipper, but when we go out to a restaurant, it's just, in my head, it's an automatic 20%. And I'll tell you why. Because the person who's serving you the food, even if it's just mediocre service, it's whatever, they are getting below minimum wage. There's a rate that the restaurant owners pay the servers, which is not minimum wage, but it's a legal wage. So you are supplementing their pay, and in the long run for the server, they end up making more money.
Sorry about that. You got a bit of feedback there. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So that's why I don't mind tipping. And if the service is relatively good, then even a little more than 20% is fine. But tipping in this country is a little bit out of control sometimes. You get a haircut, you tip the barber. You go to the garage, get your car fixed, you tip the person in the garage. Somebody does something, like a valet, you tip the valet guy. So sometimes it does get a little out of control.
Well, then you just automatically add 15 to 20% onto everything you purchase by or any service that you get, which seems ridiculous, even if the service is not good. I mean, the idea that right. you would give somebody a tip when they just do their job and don't do it exceptionally well, for example, or don't give you... Like, if I'm in a restaurant... And the waiter comes over, waitress, and they come over and, you know, they ask me, is everything okay? You know, by the way, can I recommend the soup tonight? Or, you know, and they're nice about it and they give you nice, good service. Absolutely, they get a tip. But if I'm in a restaurant where they're just flinging the plates onto the table, you know, in some kind of diner or whatever it happens to be, you know, I don't see why you should have to tip in that situation. I know it's not fair because the waiter or waitress is not getting good money, but it's not your fault.
But I know you've lived over here and you've come back and forth quite frequently. Do you not find there is a difference in the way that a server acts towards people in a restaurant over in America compared to Ireland?
Absolutely.
I feel like they're overly fake and generous and they're kind of trying to sell themselves.
But that's okay. I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? Because I mentioned this before, right? Even when you go into a shop in Florida, right? And you're buying a packet of cigarettes or whatever, you know, can of Red Bull. That's what I usually buy. Anyway, and you're buying it and they go, thank you, sir. You have a lovely day and you know, blessed day and great and wonderful. And they smile at you. And then you come back to Ireland. They don't even make eye contact and they throw the stuff on the counter to you. There's a huge, I do believe that Americans invented service. So if I get a good service, I'm okay with giving a tip. And I think it may be fake. But I don't care if it's fake. It's nice.
And I tell you, the one thing that I do not like tipping is when we go to like a little coffee shop or something, and like they haven't done anything. They grabbed you the muffin or somebody else even made the drink and they flip the screen around and it says 10, 15, 20, even higher of a percent.
Yeah,
and
for selling your muffin.
Usually, if anything, I'll put a dollar or I'll just press no tip.
Yeah.
I'm like, they really haven't done anything for me.
But it's the same in a bar. If you go into a bar in America, you know, the barman has like this little ashtray or whatever, this glass jar in front of you. You're expected to give a tip.
Right.
It's a bit OTT, Michael.
It is. And that's why I said in my text on the WhatsApp, like it is a little bit, it's kind of refreshing when I come over to Ireland. You go to a restaurant, you go to a bar. The people that that's serving you, they're not expecting a tip. And if you don't leave a tip... not like they're going to be spiteful the next time you go up to them.
Yeah, they're not going to chase you out of the restaurant.
If you don't leave a couple dollars? Right. If you don't leave a nice tip at the bar when you get your first drink, you can forget about being seen first and go back up to get a second drink.
That's awful, because we don't tip barmen at all in this country.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Michael, stay there for a second. Let me go to Susan. Susan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you? Congratulations on the MEP.
Well, no, I didn't get one. I didn't get the seat.
Yeah, but you
nearly did.
You went for it, and it was fabulous.
Thank you very much, Susan. Yeah. I nearly did. Anyway.
Well, next time.
Next time. Susan.
Next time.
Would you tip? Yes. Do you give tips?
I do. I always believe in trying to give a tip. Sometimes I might be down on my luck and I might not have an awful lot of money and I might not really be able to afford it, you know, and I'd use the card. But then a lot of the times I'd say, take an extra two, take an extra €3 on top of whatever it is.
For yourself.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for yourself. And Nick is going off to Magaluf. He's going off at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said to him, Nick, there's a couple of things I want to tell you. And one of them is, if you're going out for dinner and might be €12 for your dinner, try to give the girl €14 to say thank you.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad idea.
Well, I think it might be polite and always tidy up your room for yourself. You know, don't leave the room in an awful tip.
No, okay, in the hotel he's staying. And this is your son.
And try to speak the lingo. Yeah, but that was one of the things I said to him, when you're going away, Nick, try to give the girl in the table or in the restaurant an extra €2 for herself. It's not an awful lot, but it's something just to be polite and just to say thank you for serving me.
Mm-hmm. See, the problem is if you tip them on the card, they end up having to pay tax on it, probably. I don't, Michael, by the way, do you pay tax on tips in America?
Oh, yeah, so if I do tip, I always try to do cash.
Okay, but are you supposed to? I mean, I don't know what the revenue do over there. Are they supposed to pay tax on tips, yeah?
Yeah, they do, because the tips will come. Sometimes the tips, the servers get it in their check, so it gets taxed automatically.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, you're supposed to pay tax on tips here, but people generally don't, because you generally get it in cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it comes to tax...
Oh, so if I leave it on the card...
Your tips?
Yeah. Yeah, if you leave it on the card, Susan, they'll end up having to pay it, because what'll happen is the owner has to get the money, so it has to be accounted for. So if you put it on the card, they end up having to pay tax on it.
Oh, I didn't know that, because I don't deal with cash a lot of the times. Like, I went to Norway and I was there for 3 days cash at all.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of going forward that way a bit now, where you're not using dirty cash anymore.
I rarely have cash on me anymore. Just cash is not a thing anymore. Let me go to Billy as well. Billy, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Billy, do you leave a tip?
A what?
Do you leave a tip?
I do, yeah. Yeah, if I was getting a haircut or anything like that, I would, yeah.
Oh, when you're getting your haircut?
Whatever. Like. Yeah, no, I always give the barber a tip.
Okay, and would you leave a tip in a restaurant all the time?
Depending on the service.
Okay, so depending if the service isn't great, you won't leave a tip?
No.
I
believe in, like, the whole concept of free market capitalism.
Okay.
If somebody, you know, if they're providing a good service, they need to be rewarded accordingly.
Okay, but if you go into a good restaurant, there is usually a service charge anyway.
Yeah, so give a tip to the waitress or waiter or whoever serving me anyway, regardless.
Even though you're paying, you know, there's a lot of restaurants might have a 20% service charge, you'll still give a tip as well.
It would, yeah.
That's kind of paying for it twice, then.
The idea of taxation now is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah. Sorry, Susan, what are you trying to say?
Oh, sorry. I was just saying to Nick to get something for John. Sorry about that. I was talking across you. My apologies.
No, you don't have to apologise. Okay. Billy, do you think we have a culture? Are we starting to build a culture in this country of tipping, whereby, like in America, whether the service is good, bad or indifferent, that you have to tip anyway?
I don't know about tipping all the time. It's kind of, I suppose, like any time everyone dealt with the past 20 years, would have tipped if the service is good. If not, I don't, like. You know,
and would you leave? Are you a good tipper? Would you leave what 10%, 15%?
Yeah, 10 or 12%. Like,
yeah, okay. So if it's 100 quid, you leave a tenner.
Which is, yeah. No, okay. Again, going back to the idea of taxing it, it's absolutely ludicrous. Like,
well, it only gets taxed, I suppose, if it goes onto a card. But if you hand it in cash, I doubt very much they're declaring it.
Yeah, but like even if. Going to the break it down to brass tacks, the idea of taxation in the first place is ludicrous. Like,
okay, let's delve into that a little bit. I'm quite interested in that. Okay, so you believe taxation in itself is ludicrous?
Well, it is in Ireland or it is in the US, because like even let's say with the US, it's a federal corporation which is registered with the City of London, and tax isn't an obligation, like. and the IRS themselves are operating fraudulently, which has come out.
Well, that's the kind of straw man argument, isn't it?
I don't know, but the straw man, like, but just by its very nature, it's a corporation.
But
like,
you'd also argue that, like, I've heard this kind of story before, that Angarda Shaikh Khan are a limited company in Britain and all this kind of stuff.
I'm not
doubting that for a minute, because it is actually true as far as I know. But that's just because it happened to be registered by the Queen or whatever it was, Gomack in the day. I want to get back because I'm interested in all these theories, right? So if we don't have tax, how do we, I mean, obviously we can print money. So, I mean, but how do we supply services to people based on what they do? Because if there's no tax, there's no incentive for people to work that bit harder. There's no incentive for people to take part in society. You know, it's some sort of civic, I believe it's a kind of civic duty. Now, don't get me wrong, nobody wants to pay tax. But in saying that, you know, we believe that we're giving something back, I suppose, and helping others. So it's this kind of civic duty. So how do we supply all those wonderful services that we have? Some of them are not so wonderful. But how do we supply those services if we don't have tax?
Well, look, it goes back to how is money created in the first place. The only reason we have taxation is to give the illusion that the money is actually worth something. It's backed by nothing. It's backed by fresh air. If you think of it, like, there's nothing backing it, like.
So your suggestion is that we should be able to just print money as we need it?
Well, like, there shouldn't be a central bank as such. You should have, like we say, the equivalent of the Treasury in the US should issue the money.
It's a private company, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. No,
owned by the richest owned by the richest people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hence the reason they're the operation at the moment, trying to kill the dollar, it's trying to get rid of the Fed dollar.
I watched a great documentary about it once, about the Treasury, the Federal Reserve and all this kind of stuff, and who it's owned by and how they control money and how they control inflation and how they control borrowing and lending and all that kind of thing. It's quite interesting, by the way. But I still believe the system that we have in place, and I agree with you, by the way, tax is not necessary, right? We could if we wanted to just print the money we need and control it in that manner, right? So money doesn't come completely worthless. But what I'm saying is, it is a system, the tax system.
Yeah.
It's to make us pay into something so we believe we're getting value for money and we're getting services back for what we pay for. It's not the worst system in the world, is it?
The whole point of it is that it's completely fraudulent. You know what I mean? By its very nature.
Mm.
By the whole way it's worked, like. You know,
when you say it's fraudulent, so we assume that, you know, like, 40% of the money that we get is not ours anymore. It goes back into the government. 23% of everything we purchase goes back into the government again because there's VAT on everything. So it's just an assumption that we know that if somebody says to us, I'll give you €100,000 a year for doing a job, we're realistically going to come out with 65,000 of it, or we're roughly around that anyway.
Yeah.
So we're used to that system because the system seems to work for most, not for the rich, obviously, because they don't pay their fair share.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Even the whole country itself, the way it's set up, like, Ireland is also a corporation, not a country. It's a corporate, it's certainly not a republic. It's a corporate entity, like.
Well, most countries are run like businesses, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they kind of have to be.
Wait. How can you have any freedoms of that living under corporate rule?
Billy, I tell you what, I'd love to have it. We'd have a longer conversation about this because I find it very intriguing. I find your opinions very intriguing. Yeah. But let me go to Jessica. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Yep. Hello.
Good. Jessica, let me get back to tips if I can. Do you tip?
Remember we talked about this before and I got told, I throw your food around.
I'll throw the food around.
I still stand by it. I'm still going to die on this hill.
So you wouldn't, you just don't tip at all?
No, because like I said to you before, I'm not going to pay for a service twice, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Because at the end of the day, like, don't get me wrong, do I think they should be on good money? Yeah, but I'm not their manager. I should not be paying them more when they're already getting a wage.
Mm.
And when it comes to them helicoptering over me in a restaurant, coming over every 5 seconds, being like, oh, is everything okay? Do you want this? Do you want that? Can I recommend this or that? It makes me just want to pick up the plate and fling it at them.
No, I have to be honest. I like you. I don't like when they come over too much. It's nice for them to come over once during the meal and say, is everything okay? That's fine. But you know, yeah, but these ones that keep coming over to you. Is anything else I can get you? Anything else I can get you? Anything else I can get you? No, go away.
But I like that in some shops. I can't think of how many times I've walked into a shop. I've only had one toe in the door. And straight away, someone's just come up to me like, can I help you find anything today? And I'm like, I've just walked into the place.
Yeah, no, that's irritating. You know, you're right. It is irritating. And I will generally, in that situation, when I walk into a shop and somebody comes over and they're lurking beside you and they go, can I help you? I generally go, you're grand, and I'll walk out. I usually walk out. Because I think if somebody wants assistance, they'll ask for it. You don't have to harass them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have to have the helicopter over me and like, you want more water? Are you okay there? Don't burn.
If I want more, I'll ask you. So you don't leave. So if you go into, you and Ciara go out for a night out into a restaurant, meal is nice. I don't know, wherever you go, and the meal is nice, and neither one of you is going to leave a fiver on the counter.
Oh, she'll try, and I look at her, I'm like, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Right, okay, so she's more generous than you are, is she?
Yeah, well, I mean, people say I'm stingy. I don't care if I'm stingy. Like, it's my money. Like, if I want to give it to someone, I'll choose to give it to them. But I choose not to. That's just my choice.
There you go, Susan. She's stingy. She doesn't leave tips.
No, I don't think she's stingy. I think she has the right attitude. You know, Niall, that's her prerogative.
Sorry, Nat. Yeah. I was just making up the bed here. That's her prerogative if she doesn't want to give. Sometimes, Niall, I'm down on my luck and I wouldn't be able to afford to give. It's just when I first went over to London and I was 21 and my brother said to me, you have to give 10% tip when we go out.
Mm.
So it's kind of drilled into me that you're supposed to.
But you don't have. No, in London, you don't have to. You don't have to. I mean, it's kind of nice in certain circumstances.
Yeah, you don't have to. And that girl, she's going out for dinner. Yeah, I don't think she's stingy. Maybe she is stingy.
No, she is a bit stingy.
I just think.
Oh, so you know, last time I talked about this, I got told by someone if they were my delivery driver, because I said I wouldn't give a tip, that they fling my food all over the place.
No. That's not fair. That's not right. I just think sometimes you could be skint and you mightn't have a second cent. But when you give, with by the hand of God, you'll find a fiver on the ground or something. I find just by giving, the more you give, the more you get.
And would you ever order a Chinese, you know, delivered to the door, Susan?
Ah, oh, feck off. I'm not going to give them a tip. No.
Joanne,
my mate. Joanne, I bet she's listening to this now and she'll fecking ring me up as soon as I put down
the phone. Well, she delivers Chinese, does she?
You bleeding bitch, yeah. You bleeding bitch. Because we'd be going round. She'd bring me round sometimes. And she'd say, hungry, miserable swine.
So she delivers Chinese takeaways and you go out with her in the car some days?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't give me the euro change.
She'd be giving out about them, would she? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but she doesn't mind. She doesn't mind.
Yeah.
You know? She's doing all right doing the delivery. She always has a feckin' stack load of coins.
Right, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I suppose she has to hand that in at the end of the night. It's not all hers.
Yeah, there's a bit of a trick. I always notice the trick, you know, the Chinese takeaway deliveries. So they come to the door and say if it's 20 or 19 quid or whatever, I don't know. Mm. And they pretend they don't have any change. They start rummaging.
Oh.
So as you'll go, doesn't matter, just keep it. They do this whole thing where they're rummaging. Jessica, did you ever see them doing that where they're rummaging? And they're pretending.
I have, yeah. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, oh, surely you have 2 50-cent coins. Like, come on, you've been going around all night. You definitely have change.
So let me just test you out here, Jessica. Okay, Chinese takeaway to the door, okay? And and it's 19.80, okay? And you hand them a 20. Are you waiting for the 20 cent back?
I don't hand them cash. I do it on the app. That way I don't have to I don't have to wait for change. I do it on the app.
But they don't all do it on apps. Just Eat or something, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're paying extra on that. If you just rang the Chinese takeaway, it'd be cheaper.
I don't mind paying the extra just for them to leave it at my door.
But you could just tip the driver. The driver delivered to your door anyway if you just ring the Chinese takeaway. You don't have to go to Just Eat. But you can if you want to.
Yeah, but I just, I,
Oh, you got to pay extra on the Just Eat.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's a little bit. I don't. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, is it more expensive to order on the apps than it is to just ring the place? Is it the same amount, Jane? Jane is telling me it's the same amount now. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't use those apps.
Yeah,
there is a delivery charge. I know that.
It's all the rage.
Okay, let me go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim, hi, how are you?
Good. Long time no hear.
It's been a while, a whole 2 days. Ibrahim.
Good. Yeah.
Do you tip? Are you a tipper?
I mean, it'll obviously be based on the quality of the service, and I'll give usually 10%. But, you know, I used to live in the States, and I had friends who worked as servers. And in the U.S., the system is the servers usually get paid around half or just under half of the minimum wage. So they're actually working for tip.
Salary is about $5 an hour, yeah.
No, when I was in school, it was around $2 an hour.
Wow.
So, and the minimum wage was around just over $5 an hour.
Okay.
And so I had a couple of friends who would work part time, to help with school. And there you get, and usually it's like minimum 15% in the U.S. But here, because there's a minimum wage and they have to get paid minimum wage, so I know they're not getting screwed, the employees, then it's depending on the quality of the service. So usually I would leave 10% to the server, but I try not to put it on the card or something to make sure that, because some places I know they would like screw the servers. I try to give it by hand to the server themselves.
Okay, well, they did bring in legislation didn't they bring in legislation last year? Leo Varadkar brought in legislation around tips last year where it had to be paid to the servers afterwards if it went in on the card. But in saying that, Ibrahim, do you think the culture is kind of changing here in Ireland, similar to the United States, where it's kind of expected that you leave a tip now?
It shouldn't. I think it's down to the individual. I mean, if somebody's going to give, if the server's giving, a good service, then they deserve it. It's a reward system at the end of the day. They are getting paid minimum wage at the end of the day. It's not like they're getting anything above that.
Mm.
So, you're rewarding them for, doing their job properly, being kind, so forth. Something happens with your meal, they're going to be more friendly in taking care of you.
Jessica's argument is, why should she pay for something twice? In other words, she's already paying for the service. She's sitting down. You're paying, like if you go in, say, to a Chinese restaurant and sit down, you're paying more than you would for a takeaway for the purpose of sitting down and having it handed to you. So she's saying, well, why should I also leave them a tip as well? I'm already paying for it.
Yeah, but that's usually that extra, the sit-down fee is gone to the restaurant. And so, it's not really going to pass to the server. And then, if somewhere that you go regularly, then, they'll remember you. I don't want somebody bringing my food around, spitting in it, doing something,
I hope they wouldn't do that anyway.
Another thing if you see in the U.S., these things would happen in America, if you know servers, you'd hear, horror stories. But somewhere that I'd frequent, I definitely would tip them. But I'd mention that.
Is it mean?
I'm happy about that.
Is Jessica stingy because she doesn't give a tip? She never gives a tip. Is she stingy?
Not really, but I don't recommend she goes to the U.S. So,
Jessica, where are all these nice people last time we had this conversation, Niall?
I'm just saying, Jessica, if you go into a restaurant and you don't leave a tip and you go back to the restaurant again, they'll remember you.
Yeah. They don't know what happened. What you see sometimes in the movies, those things actually happen.
I don't remember any of the staff.
I know, but they remember you because you didn't leave a tip the last time, because they talk about you when you're gone. So they'd say, look at that one there, her and her girlfriend, didn't leave a tip. Remember them the next time, miserable shit. Yeah, and then you come in then a week or two later, they go, remember her? Yeah, we'll make a special steak for that one.
Special sauce.
Stop. Jessica, do you know what I mean?
I do get to where you're coming from, but like I said, the pay thing, and especially when it comes to America, that's a management thing. That shouldn't have to come out of my pocket anymore now that I've paid for a meal or paid for any sort of service.
Mm. Yeah, no, I do get what you're saying. And when I heard Michael at the start of the show saying when he leaves his car into the garage to get fixed, he gives the mechanic a tip. And I'm going, I don't know about that now. That's a bit much. They're already charging you extortionate rates to fix your car, so why would you want to tip them? But you tip, in America, you tip everybody.
No, I definitely wouldn't do that. When I was living there, he's only in the restaurants. I would never tip any other service. A valet, once again, a valet is working for tips, you know, a valet service. So they bring your car around. They're working pretty much for tips. And in the U.S. system, some places don't pay at all because it'll be a very nice place and the patrons would be wealthy with nice cars. You know, they want their cars taken care of. They'll tip very nicely. You get $5, $10 from a guy bringing his car in, you know, as a tip from one car, you know. So when you're putting in a few hours and, you know, you got a 100 cars coming in at $5, that's a heavy night.
I know one restaurant in Florida, and I was talking to one of the servers there. It's a really busy restaurant, right? And they were telling me that they have to make an application every year for the season to work in the restaurant, and they pay the restaurant to work there.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if you look into the Dorchester Hotel, the doorman at the Dorchester, this guy, he's making in the, you know, I think over 50,000 a year in income. So this is like, the job is like inherited, I think, would go to his son. You know, these people would never let go of these positions. It's like heavy duty income from a place like this, just being the doorman, dressed up, opening the door. And, you know, of course, you have the Dorchester, the wealthiest patrons coming in. It's not for everybody. So,
yeah, I'll hand in you a few quid as they walk in the door. Yeah. But I mean, the guy was telling me in this particular restaurant, because it's so busy, so he said the way it works is we pay the restaurant and the restaurant gives them, say, 10 tables. So they're there 10 tables and they're working from 6 maybe in the evening till, you know, 12 at night or whatever it is. And they'll get, you know, so many people through those 10 tables. It's in their interest to obviously get, you know, to get traffic through those tables. And they'll get a tip of whatever, $10 or $15 from every single person, from every single group, maybe. That goes through those tables, so they can come out at the end of each night with $400 or $500 if they do good.
Yeah.
So it's worth them paying the restaurant to work there.
Yeah. Also, you know, when you have the delivery service, you had mentioned the driver. I have a friend here who does delivery, so it's also based. He gets, I think, like around two something an hour. So it's based also on tips and the amount of deliveries that he can do in the hour, because there's a delivery charge. But you know, the you give them a euro, maybe €2. It depends on the size of the meal, you know, that you're ordering.
Yeah.
And how efficient the driver is. If it's a regular driver, some places, you know, you're ordering from the same place and it's always the same guy. You build a relationship. Is they very polite? They're nice. They ask, you know, how you doing? How's everything? You know, once again, you know, it's just nice to have that. Somebody that's, you know, taking care of something that you're about to eat or feed your kids.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for that. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. Is Jessica stingy? She wouldn't leave a tip at all. Is she a meanie gut? The number is 087-188-0008. I can't believe the message that we've just got in there, by the way, by text. Dear Niall, I separated from my wife over 12 years ago. She had a boob job while we were married, which I paid for, can I point out. We've now both moved on with our lives, and I receive a letter from her solicitor only the day before yesterday suggesting that I should be paying for the removal of her boob job because it's causing her mental health problems. Is she serious, and can she do this? Now, I don't know if I can make a topic out of that, right? I'm assuming she got them for vanity purposes and no other purposes, right? If it's for medical reasons, I don't want to discuss it. I think you should maybe discuss that with your wife and her solicitor. But if it's for vanity purposes, I don't know why. Why should you be paying for her boobs? You paid to put them in. Why should you be paid to take them back out again? Send us a text. If anybody's any thoughts on that, by the way, the number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Jeepers, paying for people's boob removal. Stay there for a second, Jessica, you meanie gut. Let me go to Byron. Does the plastic surgeon get a tip? I doubt it very much when they're on $7,000 or $8,000. Byron, hi, Byron.
How you doing?
I'm good, good. Is it Brian or Byron? Brian. I do apologise. Sorry. That was the way I say it on my screen. So, Brian, yeah, okay. Do you pay tips?
Yes, I would, if the service is good.
Okay.
Now, I'm not one of these people now that when the waiter or the waitress comes around, it's like, is everything okay? And the Irish have a culture of saying, oh yeah, everything's lovely, everything's grand. Well, you could be complaining about the meal 2 minutes before.
Yeah.
If the meal is bad, I'd be saying, no, the meal is bad, take it away, change it.
Oh, okay. So you're not like your typical Irish person. If you're not happy, you'll tell them.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah.
I think in the catering business, if it's good business, you tell them. Or if it's a bad business, you tell them. If it's a good business, you tell everyone else.
Right,
okay. That way they get more business.
Right, okay. That's a good way of thinking about it. But do you find sometimes that somebody mentioned earlier on that because of tips, servers or waitresses or waiters can be a little bit over the top? In other words, a bit fake.
Yeah, 100%. Right. Well, then again, you have to understand, are the tips being passed on to the staff? Wasn't a big thing there a while ago where all the tips was going into the owner's pockets or going into the head chef's pockets?
Yeah, well, that's illegal now. You can't do that anymore. Yeah. So hopefully that's stopped. But you heard Jessica earlier on. She said she would never leave a tip. She's saying, why should you pay for something twice?
They get paid with
There you go. She said they're getting paid anyway. So why are you paying them for?
Yeah, well, you're awarding good service. You're rewarding good food. But like another thing as well you need to look at is if it's a service charge on your bill, then they're already taking the tip.
Yeah, but that's the restaurant are taking that, not the server.
Yeah, but that goes towards the staff at the end of the day.
Does it really? Yeah, that's what I'd want to know. Yeah, okay, so Brian, there you go, Jessica. Brian would leave a tip if the service is good, and also he would complain if the service isn't good, like most Irish people don't. So, Jessica, I think everybody thinks you're just mean.
I don't care what they tell me. What? I honestly don't, because like I said, they're going to get paid with or without my tip anyway, so me leaving Sally £2 isn't going to make that much of a difference, realistically.
Might make a difference to Sally's life. Sally might be £2 short for her rent, you know what I mean, that month.
Exactly. And,
yeah. And you'll put a little smile on Sally's face. £2, you miserable shit. £2? What would you be leaving her £2 for?
Well, she can go along giving the puppy dog as long as she wants. I'm not paying a tip.
I mean, if the meal is £35, you wouldn't leave £2, would you? Two little coins on the counter. Huh?
Round up the party.
Brian, she wouldn't leave Aunt. She's just... Yeah, I don't know how Kira puts up with her. Swear to God. Sorry, say it again, Brian.
No, it's unreal. Just stay at home and cook yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Say it. Actually, you're not... Sorry, your line is a bit noisy, Brian. I do apologise. I know you're in the car. Let me go to Eamon. Eamon, hi. How are you doing, Eamon?
Hi, not bad, Niall. Yeah, how's things?
Good. It says Eamon in a rush. Eamon, are you in a hurry?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I can't stay for too long. You know, I just work in the morning and stuff like that.
We're not going to keep you all night, in fairness.
Oh, <that's...
laughs> you leave me a tip good. At the end that's of it if you good. Want to.
That's good to know as well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, grand, yeah. No, hard luck with the election as well. There was,
thanks very much. Thanks, Eamon.
You came close. I just think that the cost of living now, the way it is, you know, it's kind of hard to, I suppose, justify the tips now, like the way everything is, like everything's gone dear enough, like in restaurants, whatever, you know, shops, a lot of people can't afford to go to restaurants, I'd imagine, at times, like,
yeah,
you know,
no, it's expensive,
the way things
right.
are, yeah. Yeah, that's it, yeah, no, so, I mean, I just feel that, and I mean, I would have thought that tips isn't coming on people's minds, like, in terms of, you know, the first thing, you know, I would have thought the cost of the expense of things now for working people, I would have thought is the main concern, you know.
So would you ever leave a tip, or are you one of those people like Jessica who would, you go in, have your meal, I'm paying enough money for it, I'm not leaving a tip?
I think it depends, you know, because as you say, if it is a meal, you know, you'd be tempted to leave something because a restaurant is unique, you know, in terms of the service that they have. But I think if it's a haircut now, for example, one of your callers there said about always leaving tips for haircuts, but I wouldn't at all for a haircut, because I think that's
just, you're paying them to do that.
you're paying like for the actual thing, and it's haircuts now are quite expensive back as well. So
I wouldn't myself for haircuts.
I think the one time that you may is for dining for like a restaurant, you know, because that's unique, as I say. But
I know women who get their colour done in their hair every month. And I don't know if Jessica gets colour done on her hair, but like for like a decent length of hair, they pay 140 quid to get their colour done. And they leave a tip of 20 quid.
For 8 quid in Super Value.
Buy a box in Super Value. It's just
Yeah.
So, Jessica, they do, but there's women out there with the longer hair. They go into the hairdressers, into Peter Mark or whatever it is, pay 130 or 140 quid to get their colour done, and then they leave, you know, like a 20 quid tip.
I know, it's scandalous.
Scandalous.
Kieran's looking at getting, what's it called, balayage or something. I had to ask her, I was like, what? She's like, oh, balayage, when you get, like, blonde in your hair. And I goes, Kieran, you know what you can do? You can go down and get a box of L'Oreal and do the exact same thing for half the time and way less money.
And it's not exact. Now, in fairness, Kira doing it herself is not the same as going into a colour stylist in a professional hairdresser and doing it. Don't let her do it herself, Jessica. It'll end up yellow or something like that. It'll just end up, it'll look trampy or something. It'll look ridiculous. Bring her to Peter Mark and pay the money to get it done. Eamon, is it expected to leave a tip in a restaurant? Do you feel it's expected of you?
I think, yeah, I think there's a implied, you know, what's the word? Urge to leave a tip in a restaurant. I just think it's something people are brought up, I think, in Ireland even as well, you know, to maybe leave something, you know, in a restaurant for whatever reason. But I do agree with the argument there, like, you know, in the last while there, that, you know, it should be based on how polite or how nice or not, you know, courteous they are to you during the meal as well, you know.
And would you be typical Irish, for example, in the respect of, say, you're sitting down for a meal with somebody and the food is not great, and the waiter comes over, a waitress, and says, so how's everything? And the Irish people always go, oh, yes, grand, it's grand, it's grand. That you'd actually wouldn't turn around and say, no, it's actually horrible.
Yeah, oh, well, I think, yeah, I mean, most people wouldn't say it's horrible. Like, you know, you'd go into a restaurant and you'd kind of say it at the end, maybe, you know, to the waiter or whatever, or to the manager, possibly more so, say it.
Yeah, I did it recently. I was in an Italian restaurant and I got a steak and chips. And because I'm not really adventurous when it comes to food, my wife would be more adventurous than I is, but so she likes the Italian. So, but I got steak and chips, and the steak was 50% of it was fat. And you were trying to find the steak in the middle of all the fat. So when they came over to me and said, so how's everything? I said, it's awful. I said, it's just fat. And she said, but I can go and get you another one. Now, this is halfway through, obviously. And, you know, I would have been waiting ages and everything. And I said, no, you're grand. And in fairness to them, when it came to the bill, she said, we didn't charge you for that.
No, that's
And I left a tip then.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I left a tip.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. And look, that's, you know, fair. And, you know, that's, you highlight it to them first. And then it's actually, you know, identified, I suppose, for the purpose of that. If you say nothing as well, you know, it won't be dealt with, I suppose.
No, they just keep doing it to everybody. Okay, well, thank you for that, Eamon. I know you're in a bit of a rush there. Thank you, and enjoy your work tomorrow, wherever you have to go. Let me go to Margaret as well. Margaret, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Margaret, are you a tipper?
I am. Okay. Yes, I am, very much so.
Yeah.
I believe in being courteous and thankful when I go to the hospital. I always bring a box of chocolates for the staff there.
Okay.
At Christmas, I'd go in with crisps and chocolates and boxes of biscuits to the hospital, because they've looked after me all year round. And I go down into A&E, because if I've been brought in to A&E, I'd leave in stuff in there. At Christmas, I give my hairdresser a gift.
Yes, you're a good one to know, Margaret.
I give the local shop, every member of staff, a scratch card for Christmas.
Right.
Every member of staff.
gets a scratch card.
A scratch card, yeah, for Christmas.
Right, very good.
And if I go out for a meal, I'll tip. Then I would.
Are you listening to this, Jessica? See what kindness does, Jessica.
You know.
See what I mean, Jessica? A bit of kindness goes a long way.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't. Right,
Jessica is just.
Yeah, one of life's.
Jessica is just a Scrooge, and you know, Jessica, I give you a little tip. A little kindness goes a long way.
Yeah, Jessica, you're Scrooge. You know,
goes a long way.
Hard in the pun.
Try it. Just try it sometime, Jessica. Yeah, obviously I've never tried it, but I would give you a little tip. Try it.
Hard in the pun.
Because I just, in the nicest possible way, Margaret, I just think it's a scam. I just think it's like daylight robbery. I'm already paying for whatever service it may be. Why should I have to add more money on top of that?
But Jessica, I'm an old age pensioner, right? Now, never mind. I'd be 67 in August. That's beside the point. Doesn't matter what age anybody is. Age doesn't even come into this. I'm sorry you even said that. But to show a little kindness and gratitude to somebody. You don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to those people. Let it be the doctor, the nurses in a hospital situation, and they're, you know, and you can turn around and say, well, they're getting paid to do that. That's their job. Of course it is their job. But to show a little bit of gratitude and a little bit of kindness and to walk in and say, I was in this ward for X amount of weeks. I just wanted to come back and say thank you very much for looking after me and making me better. And there's just a few sweets, a couple of boxes of sweets there for the staff and some for the night duty staff. And I really appreciate your kindness and care for me here.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls that serve me in the shop all year round, it's once a year, and I buy whatever amount of scratch cards, you know, and give them all a scratch card at Christmas. And they said, oh, Jesus, Margaret, you're very kind. And I said, no, I appreciate when I come in. These are always very nice and courteous to me.
Yeah, you were very kind to us here too, Margaret. I mean, Margaret was very kind to us, you know, myself and Jane here as well. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, even like listening
didn't see Jessica.
To Niall Boylan. And,
yeah.
And no,
technically, I gave you a tip. I gave you a can of Red Bull, don't you?
Okay, I can't. Now, in fairness, Margaret, I can't lie. She did give me a can of Red Bull one day. Okay, but Margaret has been very kind to myself and Jane here.
Do you know, Jessica? Now, you're after saying it there. You gave Niall
a can of Red Bull. I was out campaigning, Margaret, during the elections. I was in Northside Shopping Centre and Jessica arrived out. And in fairness, it wasn't just a standard can. It was the large can. She gave me a large can of Red Bull.
From the back as well, so it was very cold.
Yeah.
But Jessica, did that not make you feel good? Did that make you feel good by giving that to Niall? Now, be honest.
Maybe you did.
You went all the way out there and you went up to the chap and you handed him. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You still went and, you know, you spent that amount of time.
And money. And money.
And you getting that can.
Very appreciative.
And did it not make you feel good?
Now, be honest. You know, I didn't do that just so I
there
just,
you
so
are.
Remember me. Like,
I've proved my point. Well, fair play to you. But fair play
hold,
to you.
Hold on. Now, hang on for a second. Jessica, you said you might have gave me the can just so I'd remember who you were. You mean you didn't do it for the right reason? Well, Margaret, I can say I thoroughly enjoyed the can of Red Bull.
I did do it to be nice. I did do it to be
I know
nice.
You did. I know you did.
So I'm not as much of a miserable bitch as you thought make me.
You still are a bit of a Scrooge.
No, no. Look. Look, you'll be going on like for a little while there on the radio saying that you don't do this and you don't. And why should I do this? You know, and I apologise for calling you that. And I do. I do apologise. And it's not right to me to take your character away from you like that. But you know, it is nice to be nice, Jessica.
Don't worry.
No, but still, I had no right to do that. And I will put my hand up now, and I'm doing it here, and I'm in my kitchen here with my hand up in the air. And
by the way,
I do apologize.
I have but to go in. No, hang on, Margaret and Jessica, I have to go into the news, right? But just before I do go into the news, right? There was a message there earlier on from somebody who said they got a solicitor's letter from their ex-wife from 12 years ago saying that the wife wanted her boobs removed. Now, you know the boob job. She got a boob job.
Yeah.
And she wanted the ex to pay for the removal because she wanted them removed, because some people just do that. They want them removed or whatever. Do you think he should? Do you think he has an obligation to pay? Seems he paid to get them put in the first place.
He does not. Tell her to take a run and jump for herself. They're separated probably for years or divorced.
12 years he said they're separated. I think it was 12 years.
For God's sake. Yeah. She hasn't a hope in hell, even if she brought her to court.
Yeah.
The judge would look at her and say,
she said for mental health reasons. For mental health reasons she wants them taken out.
You know what? There's some people out there, and you know what?
She can't afford their
mental health.
She can't afford, because it's probably expensive. I'm sure it's expensive to get them taken out or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I have my own set. I am all right in that department.
Jessica, should he pay to have the boob removal done?
No, of course not.
Just leave him.
Well, like, not at all.
Did he what?
She just says that she's bored and wanted an argument over something. So, you know what, I was going to make his life hell.
Yeah, he said they both moved on with their lives, and he just gets this random solicitor's letter out of the blue.
Well, he moved on. She clearly has, because she wants to start a fight over.
Maybe she just can't afford to have them removed, and she wants them removed. And she said, well, she figures if he paid to put them in the first place, he should
maybe
pay to have them removed.
Maybe get a few more tips.
This is it. Maybe a few tips would do the job. Tips was a P, not was a T. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would suggest she go on the game and then earn enough money, right, and she can get them taken out that way.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Jessica.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.